Well, good morning, everybody. This is a different way to go on, but we're doing good. I hope everybody's doing okay. This is Luca's World, and we are the 25th of February, 2023. I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for the opportunity for being on and for RBN allowing it. And it's just good to be here. It really is. And it's good to be working on my own health. And, of course, as it happens, I'm listening to Stephen Douglas Whitener's Thought Crime before me, and guess what? Well, he talks about health, so you know what? It's like, well, guess what? We're going to take everything that I prepared, and we're going to flip it on its head, and we're going to talk about health first. And then we can get to the callers. And the numbers, again, are 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. If you want to be like me, and if you feel like I do, and you want RBN to be around for quite a while, please help us out. And since that's the only way we can do things is to, you know, ask for the listeners to chip in and keep this going. That's what we have to do. So, you know, it's the hosts that are, you know, helping out to keep everything going. And if everybody does, then will end up being independent, just like the Liberty Beacon is. And that's another good site. We're going to be talking about TLBTalk.com also on my shows, because it's so important to go to someplace that won't get censored. Stephen was mentioning something really, really important with his guest, James from Vancouver, which I've had the pleasure of, who I've had the pleasure of talking to on several occasions. And what I did before my doctor's appointment this time, I made a list. And I said to myself, what a better time to read the list to you. Because these are my thoughts. These are things that are important. And this is what's happening in Luca's world. So listen to this one. The origins of my pneumonia and my staph, very, very light. Because a friend of mine came over and he was really sick and coughing, and I caught it. Okay, it's not COVID. You know, no, I stayed home and I did all those things. I think I even shared the hot shower treatments, and, you know, no big pharma whatsoever. And everything was fine. The hot baths, walking. Yeah, doing my longest walks during the time I had pneumonia. And everybody's going, you crazy? What are you doing? That's what cured it. And it goes away twice as fast. Talking to yourself. This is the kind of thing. This is the kind of doctor that I have. We really encourage natural ways of healing. And his family's from India. So he's a pretty amazing guy, and he's open to everything. And, you know, watch me talk to him about, you know, talking to yourself and tapping your areas that need help or that need healing. Tapping was a big thing. I really kind of rejected it at first because I talk to myself. I have my stoma with my urine bag, and I'm always putting my hand over it and rubbing it and tapping it, or just patting it like you would somebody you love. You know, a little 5-year-old girl on your lap, you're tapping her on the head or you're caressing her. You know, do that to yourself. Love yourself. You know, pat yourself on the back, you know, talk to yourself out loud when you're by yourself. It's really cool. I started doing this stuff, and it's been 7 years by myself now. I don't think I've ever been this long by myself in my entire life. I'm also very worried about slouching when I walk, because of the operation. You have an operation like right in your gut, right in the middle, and it's hard to stand straight. And I'm noticing it right away. As soon as I get up from the lazy boy now, it's kind of hard to stand straight. And you know what you do? Lie on the bed flat with your head falling down the side of the bed and do exercises like that. It's amazing. My intuition and I got together and started making up exercises, like putting your neck back as far as you can to the point where it's stressed and you feel it stressed. Count to five, bring it back down, let go. Things like that. In the shower also, when you have really hot showers, which I really love now, it's really cool. You can invent exercises. It's like, that's what your intent is. That's what happens. So I'm talking to him and he's just blown away. The doctor's just sitting there listening to me talk about my 550 days plus in the lazy boy without getting up, without even moving, without even cleaning yourself, and having a good sleep now, finally, eating less, drinking more water, and with a filter, any kind of filter, please, just put a filter in it. And balance of nature is also a really important one. If you go to www.balanceofnature.com, and heaven forbid, some of us have heard those commercials all day long. Well, right when I came out of the hospital, I was so sick and tired of seeing that commercial. I said, you know what? This is a beginning. I'm going to try it. And I don't usually do this for marketing purposes. I'm not a marketer, right? But this worked for me. So we're going to talk about what worked for me. Balance of Nature is one of them. This is a product that was produced by a doctor, formulated by a doctor. And he took the vegetables and the fruits that are good together, that work well together. And first of all, it's impossible, as many people know, that, you know, you can't make your own fruits and vegetables every day. You'd be in the kitchen all day and then some. There wouldn't be enough time. So that's what he did. He formulated real vegetables and fruits in pill form, in capsule form. So you can take the capsule apart. You can put your veggies on your eggs in the morning. You can put your fruit capsule in yogurt or on salad. It's amazing. So this is what I've been doing, and I've noticed an incredible trend, like uphill, uphill, uphill. The doctors can't believe it. I'm a miracle, they say. You know, and there's a nurse. She looks at me on the way out, and she says, "Luca, it's amazing. She didn't say a miracle, but it's, you know, it's something I forget. But let's just say miracle for now, because I forgot what she said. But it was like, no, it's not a miracle. It's me working for it. Oh, I'm so lucky. That's what she said. You're so lucky. And it's like, no, I'm not. And we have to battle against evil, right? We have to battle against those doctors that are not good for us. And we have to really, really listen to the intuition. So, I mean, I don't have to say his name, but the urologist that I had, and yes, of course, I mean, you want to talk good before I say less than good things about them. Okay, fine. Yes, it's because of them that I'm here. Yes, they did a great operation. And yes, they're really good at what they do. Okay? And I'm very appreciative. And most people that know me know that. But here goes the bad part, and I've talked about this before, and I'm going to talk about it more and more because it's more and more important to me now that I'm getting my health back, and I could say I'm pretty angry about it. Yeah. I'm sitting there in his office, and I just got that rectal bag taken off, and I have my urine bag, and he didn't seem interested this time in the urine bag or the urine color or taking a sample, and he just kind of came in with his 20s looking brown-haired medical secretary behind him. She kind of sits down and kind of crosses her legs and takes notes. And he says to me, you're not taking the vaccine, I understand. And I said, no, I don't want any part of the vaccine. And he said, why not? May I ask? And she's sitting there taking notes, right, in the back. You can see her taking notes, right? And I said, well, because I just came out of an operation, I would like to have everything natural that I can, and I don't want something made in a lab. And I said to myself, if this guy asks again, I'm just going to go further. He looks at me and he says, well, you know, this asymptomatic stuff, which in parentheses is BS, that's a lie. This is what he said. Because of, you know, you're being asymptomatic, you know, there are people that have COVID and they don't know it, and you could be going around and infecting everybody. Luca, you could kill people. You could potentially kill people. Are you ready to live with that for the rest of your life? And I said to myself, wow, that's a pretty good one. I never heard that before. Okay, that's a great incentive for somebody to get vaccinated, isn't it? Even if I was going to, I would have said no at that point. I looked at him. I said, you know what? I said, I'm in good health now. That's all that matters. Somebody in good health does not get somebody else sick, doctor. You know, and he sort of got frustrated, got all flustered, and got up and kind of turned around and walked out. And that was the end of that. So, you know, yes, if you have to be, you know, if you have to be censored, if you have to be pushed, if you have to be aggressed, if you have to be, you know, belittled, think of all those, you know, to get the vaccine. There's definitely something in there and it's not for you. And it's because I'm absolutely free of any kind of big pharma or chemo radiation or any of that. No big pharma pills at all, not even aspirin. And I had a hard time taking the those pills that I had to take for that pneumonia and staff to be corrected, but it's fine now. We do have a caller. Jim's been waiting patiently on the line. Jim, good morning. You're on Luca's World. I hope. Is Jim with us? I'm not even sure. Well, it says Jim from New York is on the line. And we have Sam as our producer. He'll be.
He will not be mocked.
No, that's not the one. We don't want that yet. Sorry, we don't want that yet. That's for later on. I'm asking to get Jim on the line. It says you have Jim from New York on the line.
Hello?
There he is.
Oh, good morning, Luca.
Miracle. We made it.
Yes. I really enjoy your show. You know, for health issues, I strongly recommend flaxseed oil.
Ooh, flaxseed, yes. I've used it before, yes.
Yeah, even for your skin, you know, if you have skin rashes or even to put it on your skin.
Yeah.
You know, very healthy flaxseed oil. The Prophet Muhammad in the Muslim culture says that it cures everything but death.
Oh, cute. Something else that really is good that I've been using is coconut oil with turmeric. You have turmeric in your kitchen, most of us. Put turmeric in your coconut oil, and it becomes three times as powerful as the coconut becomes three times as powerful as it would be without it. And I had foot odor problems, and I had foot fungus for so long. And my best friend says to me, coconut oil, gone, disappeared. Everything gone. No problems at all anymore. It's incredible. So on top of that, putting turmeric in it, it really helps. Good point there, Jim. Thank you for that.
Yes, well, I also take turmeric. You want to take it 10 to 1 with black pepper. Black pepper makes it more effective. It keeps the turmeric in your system longer.
Sounds like you've been listening to my shows, Jim, because that's what I told people. Black peppercorn. Don't get the natural black pepper. Get the black peppercorns that you grind yourself. And you put both together, put a little water for a paste, and that'll cure a toothache. It helps gum disease. It just eradicates everything. It brings back the health in your mouth. It's amazing. And you'd think it'd be too hot to handle, but it isn't.
No. No, it's very good, but you have to have it, the turmeric 10 to 1 to black okay, pepper.
Okay, well,
you have to have
I just put both together, and it works like a miracle for me. But
that's fine. But the turmeric with black pepper is like 10 or 50 times more effective.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
good stuff.
I was going to go on something different. You know, these AM radio stations, it's all controlled. You know, I was banned, 15 years ago from my local radio stations because I brought up 9/11 things.
Oops.
Banned. You know, and I say, you know, and I've been over this with you, the biggest enemy we have is not these insane liberals. It's the neocons and the cucks.
Yes. That's what you say in his commercial, in Farron's commercial. I'll say it every time.
I'm famous for that on Farron's show. But they're more dangerous. They're worse. I wasn't banned by the insane liberals out there. I was banned by the neocons. Mm-hmm. So I can't call, you know, in the New York area, we have two stations, ABC and WOR. I've been banned for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, so much for free speech.
Well, it's getting worse too, Jim, because apparently AI is taking over now and they're working on censoring free speech with AI. I mean, they've already been doing it, some people will tell me. But we're finding all this out, and they're really, what was that? The UN said something on that. And I have to read it today, but if I'm quick enough, I can actually get it to it now, if I can find it while you're talking. they absolutely are pushing for us to, you know, for governments to, there it is, to quash free speech. UN orders world governments to end free speech. There's going to be something going on, like they're going to be a lot more powerful, a lot quicker, very soon. I can feel it. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I know that they're going to be using other forms of, you know, powerful control methods to, you know, to keep hammering down on us, because they can't keep us, they can't have us keep talking like this and educating people on what's going on. Great to have you on the call, though.
Yes. They're going after free speech, and it's not just the insane left that's doing it. It's also the warmonger, neocon right.
Mm-hmm.
They're also want to ban free speech.
Yes.
There, people. Oh, it's the quote liberals. Well, you know, the liberals today, they're not really liberals, they're authoritarians.
I don't see any labels like that we're talking, like Democrat or left or right or neocons, or when people say that, what I think of is what's on top of them, who's controlling them, because there's obviously somebody on top doing all this to everybody and paying them very well to do it, and this is where it's going to, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff, right? This is what's coming. We're going to find out very soon who people are. And like my 93-year-old neighbor said before she passed away, when we were having coffee outside, she would say, Luca, the masks are going to come off. And this is what's happening. Jim, I got to tell you this. One person's sitting with another. Okay, it's two women. They're sitting together at the bar. And one of them is just natural looking, and the other person's got this, you know, too much makeup on. She's got flower shirts. She's got really all kinds of exaggerated stuff on, and you can tell she's kind of plastic looking. She's got a big smile on her face, and she says, my doctor told me to accessorize and to buy nice shoes.
Hmm.
And the other girl looks at her and she says, I'm pretty sure your doctor told you to exercise and eat the right foods.
Looks very right? funny.
You know, people will hear what they want to hear, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, dear trans community, don't tell me I have to accept you for who you are when you couldn't accept yourself for who you were. How's that one? You know, there's a lot of really good ones if you're brave enough. But it's like, you know, it's not a judgment call. We're talking about everything. We're sharing moments that are important to us. And this is the only thing I want Luca's world to be. This is something that resonates with me. I'm going to share it with you, and you tell me what you think. None of this stuff like Luca knows this, and I know the truth, and this is really what happened. No, no, this is what resonates with Luca and his world, especially after a full moon that just went by. Good grief. I don't know if full moon affects you, Jim, but it sure did me. Wow.
Well, if there's a full moon by me, it's cloudy, so I don't
know. No, well, that was 2-3 days ago.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, wow. That's interesting.
Well, but, if you'd like to stay on.
Yes, I really have another point.
Okay, good.
Go to commercial. Thank you.
What would your point be, real quick, before the commercial? Oh, there's a commercial now. Okay, here comes the music. We'll be right back, and Jim from New York will be with us. This is Luca's World.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Just a little bit longer. Okay. And that's one of the most beautiful love songs I've ever heard by Bonnie Raitt. Jim is still with us from New York, is he?
Yes, I'm here, Luke.
Good. Let me dedicate this one to you because we have to get going on show material because we only have an hour. And I want people to think of two words in this segment, matriarchy and patriarchy. It's polar opposite. We have horror recently. Soros-funded prosecutor's office didn't show up for trial, didn't enforce GPS ankle monitoring, and a volleyball player lost both their legs. A Tennessee volleyball player was walking home in St. Louis, or she was walking back to the hotel, excuse me, with her parents, when some guy ran through a yield sign, hit one car, and that car pinned her against another car, and now she was going home, going back to the hotel. Sorry, it's really upsetting. After a training session in a volleyball game in St. Louis, and now she's in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. This is what patriarchy does. This is what George Soros does. Billionaires that own. Okay, take George Soros' money away from him. What do you think he's going to be like? Take everything that he has, which is money. He's got nothing else. He surely isn't spiritual. Okay? Take the money away from him. What does he have? Nothing. So what do they do against us? These type of things. People with serious, serious crimes are let out on the street. This is another example. And there's nobody to blame. This is how well they know their stuff, okay? There's nobody to blame. Think about it. You're so upset, you got to blame somebody. Somebody, because it's too big. The person up top is paying hundreds of people, thousands of people to do the same thing. That's what the Illuminati always say. The Illuminati is 1,000 conspiracies working in tandem. This is one of them. Daniel Riley was arrested for armed robbery, but Soros-backed prosecutor Kim Gardner and her team did not show up for the trial. Later, they refiled the charge, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to go into it and give them credit. It's absolutely sickening. And her name is Janae Edmonston, 16 years old. And I wanted to offer this segment to her and her family and her volleyball team and the people that are close to her. Because if you look at her picture, you just feel like crumbling to your knees. And it's so unnecessary, and it was so needless, right? So I'm going to think twice next time I'm going to complain about going, having to walk somewhere. Because I was in the wheelchair for quite a while, and it scared the death out of me because, I might not walk again. And I knew what that felt for that time because I didn't know what the problem was. It was muscular because my operation, because of the operation, my body was in a panic mode. So, Jim, sorry, we're going to have to let you go, though. Did you want anything else? Because Mike is on the other line, so I have to let you go first.
No, but I strongly recommend black seed oil.
Yes.
Add that to your diet, turmeric with black pepper, and I'll let Mike talk. And you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, and thank you for making my show better. Mike from Kentucky, you're on Lucas World. How are you doing?
Oh, I've heard that for a while now, that pepper will help nutrients be absorbed. I don't know where the science is on that, but you can buy combinations of turmeric and black pepper, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I like doing it on my own. That's what I'm told, and that's what I did because that's what they suggested I do is take the organic turmeric and you get the McCormick or whatever it's called, the black peppercorn that you grind yourself and go nuts.
Right. Yep, it's fresher. You can tell it's not the same as the stuff that comes out of the box, McCormick, pre-ground. Yeah, I'll hang.
Hang on. We'll be right back. This is the end of the short segment. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Exactly what we are doing. We are tearing the walls down. That's right. We are tearing the walls down. And some of us are really helping us. We have Mike from Kentucky on the line. Mike, you know what? I just want to go through this about George Soros for a second before we go on, because I didn't, you know, I didn't put this in the last clip. Give me a second here. Next time you hear BLM or Black Lives Matter, God give us the courage to tell the truth in one word. It's Soros. Okay? Whenever you hear stuff like that, the BLM Greyhound buses with their fabulous paint jobs, you know, BLM on them, like $300,000 buses in line, okay? The piles of neat bricks on the side of the road downtown protected with yellow tape and cones. The paid actors for the events, okay, this is all that is. This is, you could actually say that George Soros is indirectly responsible for Janae Edmondson's loss of legs, right? I can't really say directly. I mean, I'm not a judge or jury, but that's pretty freaking close, let me tell you. Mike, we were kind of talking about health a little bit, were we not? Did you want to share something in particular?
Oh, yeah, and you've heard, am I on?
Oh, yeah, you're on.
Okay, I didn't notice the usual burst of static when you get put on.
Okay.
Anyway, physician, heal thyself. It sounds like you got something right.
Mm.
How's that? Have you ever heard that saying, physician heal thyself?
You know what? I'm really into slapping the doctors silly with the their oath. Hello, the Hippocratic Oath. I just Google it. Would you please go under the Greek and see what it says? You would not believe it. You
could my call it the Hippocratic.
Take it
Hippocratic
with you.
Oath.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hippocratic oath.
The Hippocratic Oath. Yeah, something like that. listen to this. This is the quote. I mean, it's translated by W.H.S. Jones. Okay, this is a quote. Now, if I carry this oath and break it not, then I may gain forever reputation among all men in my life and for my art. But if I break it and forswear myself, may the opposite befall me. Okay, so this is cool. You know what this is? All the bad doctors everywhere that you can think of, that you know of, or that you don't know of, they're hanging themselves deliberately by saying that. Oh, well, geez, you know, I mean, it's like saying, you know, if I don't forgive, may I never be forgiven too? Okay, that's you're actually telling God not to forgive you for anything if you don't forgive other people. So that last part in the oath is like, yes, sir, wink, wink, perfect. What do you say, Mike?
Well, for one thing, I've noticed for, I don't know, several decades, and I'm in a town that has a teaching hospital, so there's a lot more maybe than other places, but there's all these prescribers that aren't medical doctors or MDs that probably don't have to take the Hippocratic Oath, like nurse practitioners or physician's assistants, and yeah. And they'll use the prescription book and write prescriptions, but they've never took a Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. First, do no harm is the main premise of that, isn't it?
And I thanked my doctor. I'm so glad you said that. You're kind of segueing me here. When I left the doctor's office, I thanked him for being the only doctor that I've ever had in my 64 years of life that did not push or suggest anything on me that was bad for me. The guy's Indian in nature, from India, okay? His family comes from India. His grandfather said that sweating is absolutely the best. Oh, okay, where have I heard that before? Native Americans do that for 10,000 years on this continent. It was illegal to do that. The sweat lodge ceremony was illegal until 1968 in America. Hello?
Well, it has to do with the peyote. They also take peyote with that. So,
well,
you know,
let's
to have that experience. But let's not forget the Norwegians and the people, the Scandinavians, and their, what do you call them besides the steam? They have a steam room and they have a sauna, right? They get in the sauna and they sweat in the middle of the winter and then jump in the ice water.
Oh, yeah. When I did the sweat lodge ceremony, it was right in the middle. We had 3 feet of snow the night before. You're in your shorts, no shirt, and barefoot, and you're out in the snow getting the rocks, and you got steam coming off you. It's so ancestral, if that's a word. Ancestral, there it is. You're connecting with nature. It's the chemical reaction with the hot rocks, with the water sprayed on them, if it's the right rocks. I've seen some of them explode, especially people that don't have the right intent. You know, you're dealing with Mother Nature, and you will heal. And that's another reason why I did, because I've been doing that for the last 20 years off and on.
I don't like to personify nature because it's very close to worshiping creation and Gaia. I mean, so I don't like that phrase Mother Nature very much, not to nitpick, but
yeah, that's
personification.
Fine.
Personification is a real problem. I don't think it's, anthropomorphism is not fair to the animals either. You know, putting human qualities on an animal is, I don't think it's fair to the animal. They're not people.
I think what they mean is it's so much easier for people to understand saying Mother Nature because it's feminine. It's the mother. It's the giver of life. You know, and that's all nature wants is to be loved. And
I just like to say creation. I'm biased. I like to say creation.
That's fine.
So you're getting it. You're getting in touch with creation, which we're a part of. The Bible says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, not on earth, but in earth, as it is in heaven. I yes. think the on earth thing is a mistake. You want it to be done in earth. We are in earth, right?
Well, I'm
somebody
I'm
says, even, "Where do you live?" And I pound my chest and I say, "I live here."
I'm even hearing, here. I'm even hearing that the Our Father prayer was not. It's not the way we know it today. Originally, I'm going to be talking about that next week, but I'm finding out it. There's, the more you dig, the more you learn, right?
Well, there's a difference between the Lord's Prayer and the model prayer. I think that a lot of people call that the Our Father prayer. They call it the model prayer more accurately than the Lord's Prayer because the Lord's Prayer is when he was in the garden, I think, and he wept. He's, you know, he appealed, take this burden from me, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the Lord's Prayer. But I'm trying to be generic here about something, and when I said yes. physician, heal myself, physician, heal thyself, I have something here. It's about 2 minutes I wanted to run down. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the elimination diet.
No,
but I ended up doing that over the course of 20 years, and it was inspired because I knew two people, a brother and a sister, both with gallbladder problems. And the woman was the wife of a big eater who later died of multiple system failure, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. But he was a big fan of everything pork. Her medical doctor told her, quit eating the sausage, the pepperoni, and all that. That she was cooking for herself and her husband, and they took her gallstones out the first time and left her gallbladder in. Then after a few years of continuing to cook for her husband, and of course he's getting worse and worse off as he gets older, they took out her gallbladder because she went back to eating what she had cooked for him. Her body even was protesting, and I heard the stories about how she ignored the acid burps, you know, the burping.
Yeah.
And that could have been what's called H. pylori, but there was no ulcers. Her brother, like a lot of men, would not go to the doctor unless something is broken or bleeding. His gallbladder, he ignored it, burst. And for the last 20 years of his life, he was only able to drink Pepsi all day or pop and eat a supper, usually fast food, because he would end up being in the bathroom for quite a while after that, you know, give him the runs or the trots. The guy ended up dying at 84 of a stress-related stroke and still working. But he grew up, like a lot of folks older than me and you probably, they grew up in the Depression. They lived off the garden. And I've read 25 years or more of obituaries in a media job I had, two and three times a day, the same obituary over the course of a couple, 3 days until the funeral. The common factor among people that live to their 80s, 90s, and beyond, in their obituary, it says gardening as their hobbies.
Oh, cute.
So long story short... 24 years ago, when I started tasting my pepperoni and sausage pizza and stuff like that, burping it up over many hours, I quit almost all of that. By about 2002, I started having visual migraines, and we used to eat out a lot, so we quit eating out and avoiding the monosodium glutamate. I heard that was one of the factors that could be for what's called ophthalmic or visual migraines. After giving that up, they faded a little bit. But then I gave up gluten in 2010 and dairy in 2016. Okay. So my allergies that I've had all my life, ear infections and stuff, went throughout my childhood, two and three times a year sometimes, and tubes in my ear like three times. So my congestion and allergies all faded. The ophthalmic migraines might be one a year now instead of once a month. I still have some mold allergies and some odd hives that break out sometimes from things like cedar.
Yeah,
and occasional headaches when I'm out working in the woods cutting wood or whatever. I think that's mold from leaves. But the enzymatic mode of digestion we have kind of a dual mode digestion. Enzymes, we get a lot of enzymes from, you know, everything from pineapple to papaya to the garden produce. They help us with our enzymes. We can make enzymes too, but acid destroys those. But, you know, so don't expect to lose weight. If you think you're going to lose weight by going all plant-based, it won't happen because the enzymatic mode of digestion is more calorie efficient, so you're going to make more use of your food. But you're also going to get the micronutrients that the acid is destroying. Cholesterol can still go up on vegans. I've heard of this happening.
Right.
But, you know, most people just get the LDL-HDL test. It doesn't do the full 16 fat spectrum. that you would get from an endocrinologist to tell you just how bad the bad cholesterol is, or if it's not that bad. There's a big fluffy cholesterol that's not that bad that's in high density. But the bile and acid mode of digestion can almost be shut down by going vegan. If someone sneaks you a vegan vegetarian brownie, but it's got eggs in it, you'll feel it. I had that happen to me.
This is what I'd like to address, and we also have another caller. I don't want to have him wait too long, but I really, really appreciate you calling. I just want to say
vegans get attacked without knowing their story for why they've went vegan. For me, there's a 25-year story, and it's based on knowledge that I've gained from work and people
yes,
I know.
Yes, it's really appreciated. It's great to have you call,
right.
And we'll be talking about that a lot, too, because it's balance. I really think healing and health is balance.
Right.
Before we get to the other call, thank you very much, Mike. I have to say that I am proof. You're looking at it. You're listening to it. The body talks to us. The body needs for us to pay attention to it. It needs it. And we become good people by doing that. You know, you can't help other people if you don't help yourself. You can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. It's all about getting in there, and people are terrified. Most people are just terrified. What are you talking about? Getting inside, Luca? Give me a break, you know? They don't get it. David from California, thank you so much for calling. You're on Luca's World.
Hi, Lucas. There were a couple of things. That last caller was pretty smart about being able to stay with a garden and whatnot. Not only doing the exercise and fresh air and then knowing that your food is clean, but apparently, you know, the minerals in the soil are good for you, at least in a lot of places. So sometimes just crawling in the dirt, you'll accidentally eat some dirt, and some of that's good minerals. But, knowing your dirt, that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
But the one idea I got to disagree with you on the vaccinations. I've always taken the position that COVID is a pollution disease, and this is not a disease of germ warfare or anything else. It's Wuhan, China is one of the most polluted cities in the world, and that they were spreading. They created a brand new disease out of the pollution. You know, as I understand it, you know, it was started by bats, and those bats were then being eaten by the poor sweatshop workers.
Well, that's one version of it. Yes, there are many.
Right. Yeah, say, for example, you're a bug in Wuhan, China, and whether it's in water pollution or whether it's air pollution, the bugs out there are probably not good to eat, and the bats fly around eating bugs. And they ate enough polluted bugs to create a new disease, and bats are famous for metastasizing diseases. And COVID, the basic COVID, is probably how it got metastasized. So brand new version of COVID, which is three times more deadly, right? The worst flu that we ever knew of before would kill, 1 in 10,000 people? And this was killing 3 in 10,000. So it's three times worse than the worst flu. And if it came from a pollution, you know, it was caused by a polluting company, we have wasted 3 years by not finding out what that company was and getting them to shut down. And
you'll have to forgive me. I mean, I don't really want to talk too long about this because I'm from another world, okay? I think that it was a bioweapon that they were playing around with in Fort Detrick, Maryland, under Obama in 2015. And whoops, we can't work on it, so let's go to China. And then since it's a bioweapon, let's find out a way to get everybody sick so we can have global control. And you're finding out that COVID tests were being passed out in 2017. Hundreds of millions of COVID tests were being sent out in 2017 to the different countries. There's a movie on that called, you know, there's the
website. When you say COVID, you understand that COVID, there's a basic COVID. You know, like the cold virus is a COVID, but it's not COVID-19, right? So somebody was passing around a COVID in, what do you say, 2015, 2017, what COVID was it? It wasn't COVID-19. And there's actually a second theory over in China that they dug up some ancient burial ground that everybody in the region had died, and they had an ancient burial ground. And so they discovered some ancient disease in there that killed them, brought it back to the lab to see what it was, and some dumbass let it loose. Now, there's no proof that that actually got loose.
That's the thing. There'll never be any proof for anything. That's how they get away with everything.
Right. You know? So the whole point that I'm leading to is that we, the people, knowing that something happened, created a vaccine real quick. You know, cut your losses, cut your odds, take this. And this is where I disagree with you. We, the people in San Francisco.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
David, you're still on. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us real quick? Because I have another caller before the end of the show.
Yeah, appreciate it, Lucas. My biggest point was already out, but it's basically that, like out here in San Francisco, we got so many millionaires that did not want to die that they helped put together various vaccines. You remember there was Johnson & Johnson, which was a kind of a crap one. There was... Pfizer, which had to be in such heavy frozen conditions that it could go bad, and so you could have problems with the Pfizer. Then you had Dolly Parton and Oprah Winfrey joined together and helped create Moderna. You know, so there were different versions, and nobody wanted to die. So there were different people that came up with different ones, some big pharma and some were honest people. And so to be a total anti-vaxxer to me is dumb because it's a pollution disease. And a pollution disease, if you're trying to keep your body clean and you're not shutting down the polluters, you're in just as bad a way.
I'm glad to disagree. I really am, because we both have good points. For me, it's nothing is entering my body that's made in a lab. Nothing, you know, God made our bodies, and we take care of our bodies.
That's what I'm saying about pollution.
We will live a long time.
Yeah, but pollution is already entering your body no matter what. And if a pollution disease has now started to kill three times more people than the flu, then we better do something toot sweet. And anti-vaxxers are generally the ones that are now spreading it. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, you got to make up your mind whether or not you're going to do something. I know a guy who's a naturopath, and I said, well, we've had 3 years. What are you personally doing to come up with a remedy? Because the remedies are not happening.
It has to be natural, sir. I have to let you go. We'll do another show on that.
Yeah, take care. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Art, from Georgia, you're on Lucas World. Good afternoon, or good morning still.
Hey, Luke, I'll try to make this quick. there was a couple things that was left out there. Yes, we can trace this all the way back to Fort Detrick, Maryland. But let's not forget that in 2015, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, was doing some research to see if they could take this virus that was found in bats and get it to cross the animal-human barrier. And in 2015, they published their findings saying, "Eureka, we did it. We now have a virus that can attach itself to human cells." Now, where it gets interesting is because gain-of-function research is so strict here in the United States, they shipped it to Bill Gates, George Soros, and others paid for, Anthony Fauci including, paid for this research to go over to China to the Wuhan lab, which is about a few miles up the road from the wet market. Now, here's where we got to kill the myth. The myth is where people ate the bats and got sick. Not happening, because this virus is killed by heat. And so if you cook it, you're going to kill the virus. So you can't get it that
80
way.
Some degrees. 80 some degrees, yes.
Right.
And let me just please add that if everybody you mentioned took all of their money and really cared about the people and really cared about everybody's health, we wouldn't have a sick person today. This is it's all greed. It's all corruption.
As far as the vaccines go, we talk about Moderna. Let's keep in mind, Moderna was not started by Dolly Parton and Oprah. Moderna had been around for years. The difference is this was their first vaccine ever.
Well, this is the end of the show, folks. You've heard it. Once again, we'll see you next week on Lucas World.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.